Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
Welcome back to Talking Baseball on a beautiful Sunday morning. It's Father's Day, and who am I going to talk about baseball with today but the one and only Ed Montague? Let's bring on Ed. Happy Father's Day today, Ed.
Hey, Billy, happy Father's Day to you and Marty, my son Eddie, and my son-in-law Wes, and all the baseball fathers.
Yeah, yeah, you're not just a father, you're a grandfather now, so tell me how you like that.
Oh, in my next life, I'm coming back as a grandfather, that's all, yeah.
Yeah, that's
great.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, your dad, of course, scouted Willie Mays. I would love to hear a quick story about that.
Yeah, yeah. So my dad, he'd be 115 today, I think. But he played back in the 1920s with Cleveland. Then he went on to scout with Boston and then with the Giants for over 40 years. And he was scouting in the Negro Leagues at, saw Willie at Birmingham. He was playing for the Black Barons. But the Giants sent him down to look at another player, Alonzo Perry, who was a first baseman and pretty good hitter. But when my dad saw Willie, who was 17 years old at the time, 16 or 17, a five-tool player at that age, wow, my dad forgot about Alonzo and went after Willie.
That's a great one. I tell you what, that was one of the first time Willie Mays was really looked at. I mean, you see how many different players he competed with. And, you know, I'm just glad they're bringing the Negro Leagues out a little bit more. You know, they're showing a little bit more. They're advertising it more. And I think people need to go to Kansas City and take a peek at it because it's a hell of a museum.
Yeah, I've been in there. I went in there when I was working, still umpiring, and I went there, and it was awesome. And I'd love to have seen some of those players, Josh Gibson, and you know. And I remember being in Pittsburgh one year, and they had a reunion out at the Marriott out there in Greenville, where, and they were all in the lobby, and I got to talk to a bunch of those guys. And Satchel Paige was there. It was very cool.
Well, 35 seasons, 4,369 games later, you are still at the ballpark, taking a look at umpires, watching everything. Joe West, of course, we had you on Extra Innings a few weeks ago, talking about the record breaker that he did, which was 5,376 games. I know you know Joe really well. Tell me a little bit about his thoughts when he did that.
Well, Joe is a mule. He's very stubborn. So he'll probably keep working. He had knee surgery, and now he's moving better than ever. I think Joe's 68 or 69, but he came up the year after I did. I always thought he was one of the better umpires. I know he had a reputation, you know, as a hard head and short fuse and stuff, but I'll tell you what, there's no other guy I'd rather be in a foxhole with than Joe. Terrific umpire.
What I thought was really cool, he had his family and friends there, and it was in Chicago, and it was really a cool moment. A lot of pictures, a lot of video. He was smiling, which I never see him do, and you know, he's a very stern umpire, and it's a good day for umpires, and I thought that was really cool what they did for him.
Yeah, the Sox did a nice job. It was awesome. I was supposed to go back there, but I had doctor's issues and stuff, so I didn't make the trip, but I wish I would have went. But I called, I became friends with Garth Brooks down in spring training years ago, so I called him, and Garth sent a nice video
Well, tomorrow, Rob Manfred's putting a rule into place. That's one of the things we want to discuss today. And, of course, it's about illegal substances, foreign substances. Of course, some of the things they're talking about is spider tack, bullfrog, suntan lotion, a mixture of pine tar, now Coca-Cola mix. All of these things are just being expanded left and right. I know you and I talked off air. I mean, I don't even know what some of this stuff is, and you don't. And now all of a sudden, baseball starting to put this rule in place. So, you know, give me what you know so far.
Well, I went in to visit the umpires. You know, illegal substance was banned in 1920. They outlawed the spitball, the emery board, and cutting the ball and stuff like that. And the interesting thing I was reading on this was they did allow 17 pitchers to continue using the stuff since until they retired. They grandfathered them in. But, it was 1920. So, in talking to the umpires the other day, I kind of been in the dark about it, but I understand that before every game, when the pitcher comes out, the umpire is supposed to go out and check him, check his arms, his hat, his fingers, which I think is it's going to be crazy, and I think it's going to disrupt the game. My suggestion when I was talking to you, I thought about it, and I said, well, you know, they always talk about hiring a fifth umpire, having a fifth umpire travel in case of injuries. So my thought was, and I think they were going to bring this up on their conference call, was to bring a fifth umpire on every crew and have him out in the bullpen and check the pitchers before they come in out there. No hassle, no fuss, no muss. The guy comes in and he's ready to pitch. So and there's going to be more ejections and controversy when umpires start checking these guys. So a pitcher doesn't like an umpire and stuff, and you know it's just the attention's going to be high. So.
It's going to be difficult to do, and of course, Rob Manfred really put it on the umpires as the bad guys here, and they have to check and do this. And, you know, I was thinking about this. Analytics is so huge, and you start seeing spin rates, you start seeing all the different things like that. And I would presume that those spin rates are going to go down. I would presume velocity is going to go down, because really what all these grips are for is to grip the ball better, to grip the seams better. You played baseball. You know what I'm talking about. You hold the ball better. It comes out of your hand faster, and these are things that pitchers got away with, and it could have been the last couple of years with this stuff, but in our era, of course, it was emery boards, and you talked about pine tar, flipping the little knot on your glove to cut the ball, things like that, and now it's progressed, and I think what they're trying to do now is slow it down or stop it, and I think that's what they kind of need to do is see what these analytics are telling you on certain pitchers.
Yeah, well, I mean, they should stop it. What happened when I was umpiring, we only checked the guy if the manager came out and asked us to check him, the other team. And I remember I worked a game in St. Louis, and Julian Tavares was a pitcher coming in from the bullpen, and his hat was just really dark underneath the bill. And I went out on my own and made him change the hat, so Cardinals didn't like it. But it was ridiculous, and that's how we handle it most days. So now it's going to be, they're putting it on the umpires, which is it's a lot more added pressure, so it's kind of crazy.
It's going to be interesting because they also talk, Eddie, about team employees, coaches, suspensions, and fines. And they may even go through the clubhouse, and they may go through the dugout. They may go through lockers. They may just look for this stuff. And they're looking to suspend people. Now, what's I think is kind of goofy, they're going to give you a 10-game suspension, but it's also going to be paid. They're not taking any money out of you. So the suspension is really just sitting out of the games. You know, they think – it's kind of strange, don't you think?
Yeah. I was watching the news the other day, and this pitcher from Tampa Bay was on there complaining because they're going to take this away from him, and he's not allowed to use it. I'm thinking, he's complaining about cheating?
Yeah, that was Tyler Glasnow. I saw the same thing, and a couple things are happening. You see Trevor Bauer's numbers going down. You start seeing Kershaw, who with the hat that he used to wear, it was this full, it was dark, it was grutty, and all of a sudden now he's wearing a new hat. So things are changing. I think pitchers are now aware of it. Last night, of course, you heard the pitchers from the Giants talking about it. Gausman was saying, hey, you know, we've talked about it in our locker room. We're pretty clean about it. Everybody knows the ramifications if you get caught. So well, we're going to see what's going to happen, but I just think it's so difficult for umpires to keep an eye on everything, especially watching the game. Your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And you know what? The other thing is it has to be consistent. I mean, one crew can't come in and do one thing, and then the other crew not. It's kind of like if we were told to enforce the balk, the step balk years ago, and we did. I did. And then another crew wouldn't. And then the team would say, or the pitcher would say, well, it's the same move I had last week or something. So it has to be consistent with every umpire going out and doing the same thing.
We're talking to Ed Montague on Talking Baseball here. And, of course, tomorrow on Monday, Rob Manfred's going to put this in view for all umpires to check on foreign substances and see where it goes. Last question to you, Ed. Are you going to be part of any of this when you talk to the umpires, when you go before the game or after the game? Will you have any thoughts on this?
No, I'm an observer now. I had to retire from the supervisor job because of age and taking your pension, so I couldn't work full time, but they brought me on as an observer. So I just go out to the games and report on that game, but I'm not really allowed to even go in the umpire's room anymore.
Well, always interesting talking to you, my friend. You have a great, happy Father's Day, happy Grandfather's Day, and it's always special talking to you, my friend. And you have just enjoy the day because it's your day as well as all the other dads' day.
Okay, Billy. Thanks, huh?
Thanks so much, Ed. That's Ed Montague on Talking Baseball, and we'll continue with Carrie, Marty, and myself on KNBR, the sports leader.
Hey, everybody. Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.